2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I don't get it.
Why?
I'm listening. Scary, introduce everybody because I don't want to start talking.
All right, so Brody's here along with Garrett and Danielle and Nate, and I'm Scary, and Elvis will be in shortly. What's up?
I understand if you spend money on a jacket or a nice shirt, you know, some kind of clothing, like a scarf, you know, fancy scarf. If you spend a lot of money on sneakers, you're walking in the street with them, you're scuffing them up, you're stepping in poop. You know, you can't keep them nice. You can wear them, what, once around the house, once on a cruise ship where there's no sidewalks. I overheard Danielle talking about expensive sneakers.
Yeah.
You're walking in the street in puddles.
Yeah, but if you're a sneakerhead or you love shoes or sneakers, it doesn't matter. You find a way to clean them. There's ways to clean them. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser does a lot.
But you wear them out on the bottom.
They're not meant to be worn on an everyday basis. They're meant for just like you wear a suit or a dress on a special occasion. You go to a party. You go to your friend's house. It's not like, hey, I'm going out to the store. Let me throw on my expensive sneakers.
Do you pack them in the trunk and then put them on when you get to the party?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that okay?
That's a thing.
These two guys because they're sneakerheads, but Scary and Nate, do you want to wear shoes you have to baby and pamper and then put on when you get to the party and then take off when you get back in the car?
No. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I'm not a sneakerhead, but
I've done it with shoes. Like Elvis bought me really expensive shoes once, and I was so afraid of getting them dirty that I wore them. I wore like other shoes to the party, put them on in the party, and then I left and took them off.
I could totally get that.
Yeah.
But
look, if you're obsessed with shoes and sneakers, then you understand. If you're not, you don't.
But
get
that's a lot to worry about for something that's so expensive, and you have to take such delicate care.
Garrett, you get it.
You don't. There's no way to really explain it except for what's the one thing in your life that you're very passionate about that someone could purchase? Audio equipment.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, but audio equipment doesn't walk through the streets and step in poop.
You're not wearing them every day. They're not an everyday sneaker.
Yeah, but you wear them one day. You have to put them in a bag and then take them with you and go, hold on, guys. I'm going to put my good sneakers on now that I'm in the house.
It seems like you're
slaves to the thing on your foot.
Well, you know.
Just a sneaker.
You do what you do if you love the thing.
But they're so disposable. They should be less money.
Well, don't you have something that you love that you would pay more for?
No.
TVs.
Yeah, but again,
you would get them
the
on
TVs
the deal,
don't get scuffed up and scratched from using them.
You just don't get it. You don't get it.
I don't get it because you're giving analogies of things that don't do sneakers.
This is a thing where it goes above and beyond Target. You know what I mean? This is a thing where...
Oh, then I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. So this is something that Danielle's very passionate about.
I get it.
I happen to be as well. So it's one of those things that you're not going to understand it. You're just going to say, like, that's stupid.
No, listen, you wear amazing sneakers. No doubt. I look at your sneakers and I go, wow, those are great sneakers. I'm just saying it's a lot of money for those sneakers to then not walk in the street with them.
The thing is, I don't fault them for being sneakerheads and spending a lot of money, their extra money on sneakers. But where I have a problem with it is the fact that that you don't wear them and use them to the extent. Like, you shouldn't, like, for instance, it's the way the old school Italian people would keep their furniture wrapped in plastic. You spend all this money on furniture.
Well, they had a room no one could go in.
Right, the room that nobody can go in. Well, we've talked about this before, ad nauseum, as a matter of fact. But, like, I did have aunts and uncles that lived in the suburbs that had expensive furniture, and they would wrap the furniture in plastic so it wouldn't dirty up.
Right, like, Nate has a mirror only he can look in.
That's exactly right.
If you're gonna spend the money on anything, just friggin' use it. Don't, like, protect it.
Yeah. When I buy Heather... any gift, I always say, okay, you're going to use this every day, or I know of something that she's going to use every day. I don't want to buy her something that she's only going to use once every 6 months. That to me is a waste of money.
Right.
Total waste of
money. I'm
with you. I'll buy earrings that she can wear every day, a necklace she can, a purse that she can use every day. However, I did get her a purse.
I want that purse, by the way.
But you want it? I'll sell it to you. Which purse are we talking about? I got her a very nice Tiffany purse, which is the Tiffany blue color.
It's the one I wanted. And he bought it for her.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to be a really nice boyfriend. We were on a trip to Vegas for iHeartRadio Music Festival. Yeah. I got her this. She's worn it twice.
That's it?
twice.
It's more of a summer bag.
I don't care.
Or spring.
Wear
it's spring. It's spring.
It's beautiful.
See,
that's
a waste to me as well. No. If you're going to spend a lot of money on something, use it every day.
You know that I got a Louis Vuitton for a gift years ago. Mm. Like I never had one before. It was a gift. I kept it in the box for 6 months. Because it was, I never had something that nice before. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. I can't use it. I'm afraid.
Life is short. Use it.
I know, but I was afraid to ruin it.
Elvis took us shoe shopping 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Scary didn't go because he had a weird, I had some kind of appointment.
I had something I had to do. I had an appearance.
So I got shoes that were a lot of money. It's been 8 years. I've worn them three times because it was three times where I felt I was safe to wear them. And twice we're on a cruise, and once I wore them to a place where I got a spot right in front. I got a gathering with some friends in a restaurant. Got back in the car, and that was it.
So you're no better than Danielle. And
but
Garrett.
I didn't buy them. I didn't buy sneakers. Like Elvis bought them for me.
But still, calling them. Yeah, it's still the same thing that you're
same
telling.
Thing, no, bro.
Yes, that's my point. I can't enjoy them.
Scuff them. Break them in.
Well, I can't. I don't want to scuff them. My point is, I would never buy those shoes because I can't enjoy them. Mm.
Well, so I think what we're learning is you guys are never buying the sneakers that we wear.
No. But the thing is, a lot of people don't want to buy sneakers that much money because they think it's ridiculous to buy shoes or sneakers that much money. They need the money for something else,
right.
Which totally makes sense.
Would you rather have the sneakers or Nate's purse?
Well, these sneakers are actually a gift, so I'm going to go with the sneakers. Although, Nate, let me know what she wants for that purse.
Hey, getting both of them.
My birthday, guys, my birthday's coming up at the end of this month, the 29th.
Next month. I won't be here.
Okay.
I'll be in, where are we going to be? LA iHeart Awards.
Yeah.
Okay. The iHeart Awards are on my birthday.
Can't get you anything, you're not here. Sorry.
Yes, you can. No. That purse would be great, thanks.
Hey, no problem. No problem. I'll wrap it up right now. She won't even know it's gone.
Yes, she would.
I'm tired right now. Oh,
Scary's dragging ass because he was in Colombia.
he got off the plane and came to work.
You were in Medellin for 6 days.
I was.
Can you spell Medellin?
M-E-D-E-L-L-I-N.
Oh, nice.
Medellin.
Nice.
No, I was there for 5 days, but man, oh man, it feels like right now this day is dragging on. It looked good on paper when I booked this thing 2 months ago. I'm like, yeah. So it's the only continuous flight of the day, and it leaves at 11:30 p.m. and it gets into New York City at 5 a.m. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go right to work on that Monday morning, and it'll be the first day of vacation, and I'll sleep on the plane. I got news for you. It's not working out so great.
No.
What I learned a long time ago is have that buffer day. If you go on a trip, get home, and you have to go to work on a Monday, get home on a Saturday, you got that Sunday to recover and recuperate.
Unless you're coming home from, like, Florida.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's nothing. Hey, you know, but a big flight.
You know when you snooze and you get that last half hour before you have to get up? That's a great half hour, right? So last night, Scary texted me, and he says, hey, man, I'm not going to be in on time for the show. I need you and a couple other people on the show to get the board ready and get the machinery.
Do
all the pre-show stuff to get the network to run.
Right. Because there was a chance I might not have been here.
So I said, all right, you know what? I'll go in a half hour earlier. Not a problem. It's not what I normally do. But I'll go in earlier to make sure that everybody's on the same page in case everyone doesn't see this message. So I'm in my car. I'm halfway to work. I'm way ahead of my normal schedule.
Yeah.
And Scary texts me and says, hey, man, my plane landed early. I'm good. So you don't have to come in early.
I know.
That's what he tells you.
I'm like, you dick. Yeah. What am I going to sleep on the side of the road for half an hour?
He did the same thing to me. He goes, don't rush. Like, I already got up. How can I not rush then?
I'm sorry.
I'm 15 minutes away from the office. And he's like, hey man, you could stay. Don't rush.
So, myself, Sam, and Josh got a 10 p.m. text message, given I went to bed a little earlier because, again, Scary asked us to come in early. And I got an email as well. Then
I was getting nervous.
You were getting nervous. I know that. And then at 5:30, hey, guys, I'm coming in early when we're all here.
Right.
Well, I didn't know that the plane was going to land early. I did want to say this.
Is this your apology?
A public service announcement.
A public service. For anyone, if you're ever going to travel out of this country, get Global Reentry.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best investment you'll ever make.
How much does that cost?
I don't know.
$100.
$100. Oh. We'll say, and I know, listen, I know it's a lot of money, but it's for 5 years. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's even advanced. So, Danielle, the last time you came from a flight, came back from overseas. Mm-hmm. How long did you wait in line to go through customs or immigration?
Usually it's like half an hour at least.
This takes you about 45 seconds.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So you, and it's even gotten crazier.
Yes, it's even easier than you know.
Now here's my problem.
This is what you have to do. Now like Nate and I both experienced this. So now when you walk into Global, you go in front of the computer, you look into the camera, you press a button, it takes your picture. And as soon as it recognizes you, it spits out a receipt with your name on it and your picture, and you walk away. You never take your passport out of your pocket, and you walk over to the lady. She doesn't look at you. Bypass everybody. You bypass the guy with the stamps.
What about all the liquor and the illegal stuff you bought?
Gone.
They don't ask you to claim anything?
They'll ask you, hey, do you have anything to declare? No?
No.
Boom. Gone.
What if you're a terrorist? Can they buy this for $100?
You go through the global entry. You go through a screening process. You do this big questionnaire. They do a background check on you.
But then you have 5 years to turn into a terrorist.
Okay, Brody.
All right. I'm just saying.
Conspiracy
theorists. Listen, here terrorists have to start sometime. What if it's in that five-year window?
All I'm saying is it's a one-shot deal. You go through all the rigmarole of the questionnaire. The rigmarole.
Rigmarole.
Going through the rigmarole.
A humdinger.
I think it's rigmarole, not rigmarole.
Is that a dad thing? Is that a dad phrase? Rigmarole?
No,
you go
it's
through,
like malarkey.
You go through.
You have a thing.
The chaos and the extensive questioning and the interviewing just so you can have 5 years of freedom after that.
Yeah.
Anytime you enter the country.
I've had
but
it for
I
the last
can't
four.
Do that.
It's great.
Because I travel with my husband who has a British passport. So
well,
I don't
why can't you wait for him through security?
I know.
Through customs.
That's
I just
not
looked
nice.
It up. Rigmarole, a lengthy and complicated procedure.
Oh, scary, say it.
Or a rambling story.
Rigmarole.
He used that in a sentence.
It's roll.
You just missed it.
It's roll.
Rigmarole.
Yeah, hi, I'm just checking in.
Hey.
Hi. Sounds like another typical 15-minute morning show podcast.
Yeah. First, we talked really about is. Expensive sneakers.
Right.
Then we talked about a rigmarole.
Or he says rigmarole.
You missed a good one.
What else did I miss?
Nate bought a purse for his fiance and she doesn't use it.
Oh, yeah, so I'm going to get it. He's going to give it to
me. It's an expensive
purse.
It was the Tiffany one, the Tiffany bag, the Tiffany blue bag.
Wow, she doesn't use it?
It's the one that I wanted and he bought it for her.
They do have other ones, Danielle.
Some of us feel that if you're going to buy something and spend some crazy amount of money on an item, that you should use it every day of the year and not just once.
And I was saying that, you know, if I have a really expensive pair of shoes, I will wear it to the party. I won't wear them to the party. I wear crappy shoes to the party, put the nice shoes on, and then when we leave again, I'll put the crappy shoes back on. It's because I want to save the nice shoes and they want them to look nice.
So this is what the 15-minute morning show podcast is?
That's how it started.
Boring.
I'm bored.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What would you talk about on your podcast?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll be here tomorrow when it starts. Actually, I won't be here tomorrow.
No, you
damn
won't.
It. Maybe
where are you going tomorrow?
I got it. It's my annual physical.
Oh, they're sticking.
Oh, well, this is the most boring thing.
Are they sticking their finger up your booty tomorrow?
That will happen.
Yeah.
And you only do it once a year? Seems like you'd go twice at least.
Does the doctor have his shoulders on your, his hands on your shoulders?
You're going to be hangry tomorrow.
First of all,
he doesn't even have any hands.
Oh. She is my doctor.
You let a girl put their finger up your butt? I never thought that
would
happen.
Oh, my God.
She's
so a hot. Doctor.
Wow, this is getting good.
It's a prostate exam.
I'm sure it is.
This isn't for sexual gratification.
Do you ever say, is it in yet?
Is that why you use a female? Would it be weird if it was a guy?
Do you tell her to take her watch off?
No, I happen to go to this doctor because she's the best in New York City. That's why I go to her.
Wow.
Thank you.
What kind of review do you give her a prostate
exam?
She's
the banus.
There's no review. It just goes in and out. It's just done.
Well, how do you know she's the best?
How's it go in and out? Don't they need to feel around?
Not like a ramen restaurant.
They test for some stuff they find in there.
I want to read the Yelp review.
No, she is a great doctor.
Can you leave a Yelp review, Elvis?
No, he definitely yelps when she sticks his finger.
I bet he doesn't.
Daniela.
Thank you.
For the point.
Oh, boy. I think this thing's almost
I've never had one. I've never had a prostate exam.
Really?
I've had a finger up my butt, but it was for something else.
What age are you supposed to start that?
Since you got that purse.
I'll take the purse away if she does that shit. I had some bacteria thing. They had to stick a finger up.
Ooh, no, that's gross.
What? The doctor did it. It wasn't like...
Don't say the doctor. It's not for pleasure. It's the doctor.
More than two strokes.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.